Just give a short Dharma reflections. Sometimes ago, there's some month, you know, sometimes you have people to speak to me. And this person said to me that I'm a private person. Sometimes I feel uncomfortable, like people like to find out, do you have a relationship before? And all these sorts of things. It's very private, isn't it? And I find that it's because of sometimes come of people curiosity, you want to know. And because sometimes people think they're so bored, that most people, they don't know, they have the underlying tendency is there. You know, you look for something, you look for excitement, you look for dramas, you know. And then I told the person, I said, none of that person business. I said, you don't have to tell her. I said, you straight away tell this person that, you know, I don't feel comfortable to talk about that. They said, sometimes I find that the curiosity, you know, we look at it whenever we have this curiosity, want to know something, please reflect and ask yourself. Sometimes the curiosity is on the expense of other people's suffering. Because sometimes you don't know how other people relationship before. Sometimes maybe the ending is really lots of suffering, and also it's already passed. People don't like to talk about it. Who wants to, you don't keep poking people's sore spot, isn't it? And sometimes the scar is just recovered and then you try to dig. Actually, it's very unkind. It's not kind at all. And the Buddha said, this is one of these unwholesome action. You know, either chatter, gossiping. None of our business, you know. What's other people's relationship? Is anything to do with you? Where to help you to get enlightened? You will be happier. You know, it's actually completely nothing to do with us at all. To me, I don't find out. So me, when people come to me, you want to tell me, fine. But I don't want to carry other people's problem with me. But the problem is, many people, they like to make other people's business become their business. Actually, none of their business at all, isn't it? And then I told this person, you do behave. Because sometimes this person tried to be polite. Want to talk about it, and then I said, you have no obligation, you're not obliged to tell her your past. This is something is private, isn't it? It's private. Then I find it's really not sensitive at all, and also unkind. Why you want to find out people's past? It's none of the business. Other people, how many relationships they have, is none of our business, isn't it? Nothing to do with us. And also sometimes it's really unkind, you know, you remind the person. Sometimes people don't want to talk about that. You don't keep, you know, pressing people's sore spot, poking people's sore spot. And it's like your curiosity, you know, is on the expense of others' people's suffering. This is sometimes right speech, the Buddha said. We have to think before we said anything. You know, it's not going to harm some, you know, what we said. Just because of your curiosity, and then, you know, you causes other people suffering. And just because of you feel bored, you know, you want to have some entertainment, you know, and then you'd like to talk about it, go around and talk about other people's, you know, stories, you know, other people's relationship. It's nothing to do with us. It's not going to help us to get enlightened, isn't it? None of our business. That's why someone is good at right speech. So the Buddha said we think before we speak. Sometimes, especially when the words is out, you cannot say, oh, sorry, I pull back what I said. You can't, isn't it? The damage already done, you know. But what he said, you know, already caused the damage already there. You cannot say, hey, sorry, excuse me, I pull back. You can't. They said sometimes very quick, very easily, they said restrain. They said just now you one of the precepts, the fourth precepts, you know, a fourth precept, musavada, that is a right speech. So what he said is important. We consider whether this is the right time, right place, whether it's the truth, whether it is kind, whether it's beneficial. Because some of the thoughts is not beneficial at all. So that's why the Buddha said, if you have nothing better to say, so just be quiet. Rather did you say something that is causes any harms. And also sometimes it's tiring. You spend so much time talking about all this nonsense and rubbish. Sometimes it's only, you know, contaminate our mind, isn't it? Or talking all these things is not really useful at all. And carry other people's business. And sometimes we have people that they have the habit of worrying. When they have nothing to worry, they start to worry about other people's business. Actually, completely nothing to do with them. And I remember one lady told me, she said, I have the habit like to worry. Then when she have nothing to worry, she said she worry about other people things. And then she knows that it's not causing her suffering. Then I said, you have to train your mind. Of course, it will not happen overnight. Especially it's become a habit. Become a habit is very difficult to change. Like becomes your personality is part of you. You just do it sometimes without knowing that you're doing it. Like you have that subconsciously doing it without knowing because it's become the habit. They say sometimes we have to recondition, and that is not a good habit. It changed. Of course, you know, old habit die hard. It's even though it's difficult, but it's possible. So all we need to do is just put all the teaching into practice. You know, practice present moment awareness. Be more aware of our speech, our action. Sometimes, like you know, when we harm others, ultimately we harm ourselves, isn't it? We know what we have done, and that we have that remorse, and we carry that with us. We never have peace of mind, and the mind busy keep going on and on and on. We are not at ease and at peace at all. So that's ultimately. Whatever we have done, not only harming others. When we harm others, actually we are harming ourselves. So that's why we protect ourselves, and also at the same time we protect others. When we kind to ourselves, we kind to others. When we are not harming ourselves, then we also not harming others. That's why sometimes we have the Buddha said, contemplate, reflect. When we say something, stop. Because sometimes you get into the habit very quick. We tend to react impulsively, too quick. Sometimes before, when we realize it's too late, you know, oh, I should have bite back my tongue not to say that. So sometimes, how many times when I bite back my tongue, I didn't say that. And then I find it so happy. After, oh, thank goodness, I didn't say that, you know. Oh, I'm glad that I didn't say that. And each how many times I have the experience of, oh, I'm so happy that I be able to bite back my tongue and not to say that. So, oh, thank goodness I didn't say that. And you feel so happy each time when you find yourself that I'm so glad that I didn't say that. You know, you feel so happy because you be able to restrain yourself. The more you restrain yourself, your mind have more strength to say no, to know the defilements. You strengthen your mind. Your mind becomes stronger and stronger. You said no to those defilements, to those unwholesome thoughts. So that's why it's important, like the Buddha said, right speech. But of course, when times that you need to say something, of course, we need to say something. You know, that's why ultimately also come from your own wisdom. That's why we have to develop the clarity to see what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. What are the things that we, you know, sometimes people come to the point like, oh, because I shouldn't say anything, you know, then I have to let people bully, I don't stand up for myself, I don't speak up. It's not about that, you know, that you have to contemplate whether that is fulfill the five conditions. If we fulfill the five conditions, yes, right speech, use and speak. Because sometimes right speech is for your own benefit and also the benefit of others, your own well-being and also the well-being of others. Then that is right speech. So it's not that you cannot speak. And a lot of people swing from one end to another, ended up they don't say anything. So I said, we practice right speech, it's not right silent. So right speech. So it takes a lot of, you need to be mindful. You have to develop the awareness. You have to develop the clarity to be able to judge whether this is the right time, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. That is takes lots of practice, but it's possible. You know, each one of us, we have the potential. Like the Buddha said, each one of us have the potential to get enlightened. It's like Buddha is not that he's so special just because of he been practicing for eon lifetime. It's not that because of he, like every one of us, human beings, we all have the same defilement. We have the defilements, that's why we are here. So nothing special, but because he put into practice, because he developed those quality. So it's possible. The Buddha said, if the teaching that I gave is not going to help you to get enlightened, I don't even bother want to teach, isn't it? So, but because it's possible, each one of us, we have the potential. That's why it's the point is whether we be able to make use of potential when we have the opportunity to practice, to fully to make use of that is very important. So know that we have this able body, we have intelligent enough, and we have a very good material well-being here, good condition to be able to practice, to have the opportunity to practice, and then to fully make use of the opportunities that we have, and then the potential. Sometimes we all have it, it's hidden. You need to uncover, it's deep down, each one of us have that. So I offer this for Dharma reflection. May this teaching be a benefit to all of you. So now we're going to share the merits in English. By the time you have the intention to come here to offer dana, all your thoughts and energy had gone into the preparation of the food, thinking of what you're going to bring to offer and making the effort to come here on time. The offerings suffered for today's meal, the offerings of other requisite for the monastery, commit yourself to live according to the Buddha's teaching by keeping the five precepts and also listen with respect to the Buddha's teaching. These are parts of the merits of today's dana. May you be very happy as we reflect the goodness of your life right this moment. First of all, I would like to invite you to share the merits that you have made that is happiness in your heart with your parents, your teachers, and those that are close to you by bringing them to mind and wishing them well. We also remember our departed dear ones, relatives and friends. May the remembrance of them and sharing of merits with them be a cause for happiness and peace. May it help them to have a favorable rebirth where they can hear and practice the Buddha's teaching, where the material needs are easily met, where they have the opportunity of making good karma for their own support in samsara. And may this sharing of merits with our departed dear ones also help them all to attain nirvana. We also share the merits with the devas and with all beings everywhere. May the offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere be a cause for happiness and peace. May the devas ably protect the Buddha Sasana. May they look with loving kindness and compassion on all of us here and our loved ones near and far. May these offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere also help them all to attain Nibbana.